This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Sweet 16, that's the name of this round. 16 teams left in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Actually, not 16 anymore because they played some games yesterday. They're playing more today. Here with us is Kevin Blackistone. He's a columnist with AOL Sports and a commentator for ESPN. He's with us from our Washington studios. Okay, I think the game people are really waiting for this weekend is the one that happens at 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight, and that is Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin versus Davidson. Davidson is a small college from North Carolina, not what one would think of as a big basketball power, although this is not their first time in the tournament. And tell us about the Davidson story and this particular player.
You know, they really epitomize what the NCAA tournament is all about because they're a small school. They are playing the role of David, and they have slain a couple of Goliaths, most recently Georgetown last week. And they've been led by a kid by the name of Stephen Curry, who is the son of a longtime NBA player, Del Curry, who was also a standout basketball player at Virginia Tech. And he is slight of frame, but certainly big of heart. And he is averaging, just in the second half of this tournament, 27.5 points, and absolutely shot Georgetown out of the NCAA tournament last weekend with a scoring display, a shooting display that hasn't been seen in the NCAA tournament in probably a couple of decades.
He is, when you say sleight of frame, this is a large person for a normal human being, right? He's 5'11", but in basketball terms, that's nothing.
Exactly. He's just a wisp of a basketball player. And the funny thing is that he is so smallish that most of the big schools didn't recruit him despite the pedigree in his family of Del Curry as his father, who played such a long time in the NBA. So many schools passed him by, and he's making all of those schools pay right now.
Well, do you think this guy's going to go on to a career in the pros? Is he going to follow his dad into the NBA?
You know, his father was a much bigger player, much more physically imposing. I don't think that this is the type of kid who necessarily will get drafted, but given the show that he's putting on offensively in the NCAA tournament and against a Georgetown team, by the way, which is noted for its defense and in 68 consecutive NCAA tournament games had never allowed one player to score 30 or more points against them, given that Stephen Curry has done that, I think that some NBA team, certainly down the line, is going to have to give him a look. And it very well may be the team that his father works for, the Charlotte Bobcats, because he's in the front office and his job is in part to scout young talent for the team.
Well, he won't have to look far.
No, right across the dinner table.
Kevin Blackistone of AOL Sports and ESPN. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.